Misechtas Subas Daf Tes Zayin, 8 lines on the bottom of Daf Tes Vavam Beis, at the new Perek, at the new Mishnah. Ha'ishah Shis Alma, Ha'ishah Nis Gasha. If a woman was widowed or was divorced, and she comes to collect a ksuba, and Rav Avohu explains to the Gemara that it's talking about a case where she lost her ksuba, and Rav Papa will say that it's talking about a case where it was in a city that they don't write ksubas, and that's why they didn't have a ksuba to check if she was a basula or she was an almana. And he and Maris Basula and Sasani, and she says, Atainas Bari, that I got married while I was a basula and I'm owed 200 zuz, and vuhuim, and the husband says, or his yarshim say, in a case where he died and she was almana loy, that is not the case, and I'm tining a tainus bari ki el almana sasich. I got married to you while you were almana, and if I only owe you 100 zuz, if there are edim that testify that when she went out from her father's house to the wedding hall, she went out with some sort of a head covering, which the Gemara will explain, or that her hair was down to her shoulders, then the din is ksubasa masayim, that she would be able to collect 200 zuz. And Rabbi Yechon Breka Ima Afchil Klayus Raya, that even if people say testimony that during the chasana they gave out dried, roasted, sweetened grain, and that was generally only a minute that was done at the chasana where the woman was a basula, that would also be enough of a raya, and she would be able to collect 200 zuz for a ksuba. And the Shita Mekubetza says, Pirish Afagav Deloy Havi Milsa this Avda Begufa Isha, even though the giving out of these kernels is not something that was done, Begufa Isha is not like Yotzas Numa Vereisha Pruah, and the Efsha the Halmana Nami Mikrava of the Hachi, still we say that it's a good enough raya, and she collect 200 zuz. And the Gemara continues with Maida Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua is Maida over here, and Rashi points out that the Gemara will discuss what does it mean that he's Maida over here. There was no Machlaikis over here beforehand, and the Gemara will explain it's going back on a Machlaikis that we had before between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, and we'll get to that in the Gemara. But Rabbi Shua is Maida, but Aimel Chaber Sadezu Shalavich Isa, if someone says to his friend that this field really at one point belonged to your father, and I bought it from him, that he is Neman, and Rashi says, the only way that this heir even knew that this Sada actually belonged to his father is only because Reuven told him that this Sada used to be your father's, and since without me telling you that this used to be your father, you would have had no idea, therefore I have a right to say that not only was it your father's, but you should know that I bought it from your father, and therefore you believe. However, if there are edim that testify that this sada belonged to his father, and then someone comes and says, I bought it from your father, then of course you would not be Neman. And Taisus at the bottom of Amid explains that Lefi Rashi is definitely mashma, the davka she'in ala taibai, v'nemba b'migo di bayi shasik, that the reason why over here we have a situation and we say, Pesha asu huha peshita, is only in a case where the ears didn't actually claim anything from this person that claimed that he bought it from their father. And it's as if he has a migo that he could have been quiet and not said anything, and then he would have won, and therefore there is an emunus that not only was it your father's, but it is true that I bought it from him. However, Tosfos points out that Lefi Rashi, if actually the ears come and were Tevei de Sada from Reuven, and Reuven says that it's true that it used to be your father's, but I bought it, then he would not have the emunus. And the Achrenim explained that Lefi Rashi, this din of Pesha Asu Hua Peshita is different than a standard case of Migui. And Tosfos asks on Rashi that Lechir in the Sefer it says that if there are Edim that the father owned it, then this person would not have the emunus to say that I bought it from your father. But Lechir, according to Rashi, the Mishnah should have said that even if there are no Edim, but the ears actually made this claim and said that this once belonged to our father, then Lechir, there should not be a Pesha Asa or Pesha Itta in that case, according to Rashi. And why the Mishnah specifically talk about a case where there were Edim? And therefore, Taisus explains that our Mishnah is actually saying a case of a standard Migu. And even if the case would have been that the ears came and made a claim that this used to be our father's, and then Reuven says that it's true it was your father's, but I bought it from him, over there also Reuven would have a migui because he could have claimed Ladam that it's not true that it was your father's, and since they don't have any witnesses that was their father's, so in this case Reuven would be believed that he bought it from their father Mikoyach Amigu. When we begin the Gemara, we said on Mishnah that if a woman comes and claims that I should get 200 zuz, and the husband says that you are Amana, as long as she has edim that Yatz bin Numa Vureisha Perua, then she would collect 200 zuz. And the Gemara says time of the Ika edim, the only reason why we said that she could collect her 200 zuz is because she has edim that she was Yatz bin Numa Haleka edim Baal Mehemen, but it's mashma that if she would not have edim, then her husband would be believed and she would get 100 zuz, even though she came with a tainus bari and she has a chazaka that she was originally a basula. And the Gemara asks, Lema Tran Stamad like Rav Gamliel, let's say our Mishnah is going not like Rav Gamliel, the Rav Gamliel, because if our Mishnah is going like Rav Gamliel, ha'amab, but he said on Daf Yud Gimel, Iyim Mehemna, then in the case where she's a bari and she's a chazaka, that she's actually believed. And Ayin in the Taptasis, where he explains why we couldn't say that even if you're Rav Gamliel, Gamliel that she isn't Neman, since the husband has a migui, they could have said, Pirati, that I paid Yuxuba already. And the Gemara answers, I feel Tamar Gamliel. Really, we could say our mission is going even if you're Gamliel, because I kind of like Kamar Gamliel Hassam. The Gamliel only said his din over there that she has Nemanis, Elibu Bari Vishama. She had a tiny bari over there, but the husband doesn't know when she actually had that bia, and therefore he only had a tiny Shema. But over here, where both the husband and the wife were bari, he said, I know that she was Nemanis when we got married, and she says that it was definitely a Basula, so her bari is not strong enough to be Maitzi Mamma Mechaskasa. That's why when there aren't Edim, then we say Hamaitzi Mechaber, all of Araya. And the Gemara is, so the Karila, my Karila, Habariu Bariu, Lechayu, what was the Harmon Gemara to say that we're going to compare our Mishnah to the case of Gamliel before, but the case of Gamliel before was a case of Bari of Shema, and our case is Bari and Bari, and therefore, of course, it's not similar to each other. The Gemara explains that the Havmin was, Kivin Rav Nashim Besula, so it's that since Lamaisa, this woman is saying that I was Bari, that I'm Besula, in addition, she had a Rav that supported that Bari, because Rav women get married when they are Besulais, and as Rashi says, that this makes her case much stronger, because Kravit Tainasa Lias Emes, her Taina must be Emes, Yosim Mishloi, more than his, and as the Gemara says, Kibari Vishami Dami, so we should look at the case of our Mishnah as a case of Bari Vishema, and even so, we see that without Edom, we would not believe her. So, L'chaira, it would seem that our Mishnah is not like Rav Gamliel, because Rav Gamliel said that when there's a case of Bari Vishema, that the woman does have Nemanis. And on that, the Gemara responded that even though you're right, that there's Rav Nashim, that Besulis, and says, still we look at the case of our Mishnah as Bari or Bari, and even Rav Gamliel would be Maida, that she would not have Nemanis. And the Gemara continues, V'hachi Nami Mistavro, that it makes sense that our Mishnah is going even if he sheeted Rav Gamliel, and Rav Gamliel's Maida over here, because it's Bari or Bari, that she does not have Nemanis, Militani Umaida Rav Yeshua, since at the end of the Mishnah we said that Rav Yeshua is Maida. So E Amr Bishlema Ayri Rav Gamliel B'Maida Shapa, if we say that Rav Gamliel was actually discussing the case in Eresha and Rav Gamliel himself was Maida to Rav Yeshua, that in the case of Bari or Bari, that we don't believe the woman, so then it makes sense. Rav Yeshua responds back to Rav Gamliel that you are Maida to me in a case where it's Bari or Bari, I'm Maida to you in a case where it's Pesha Asa who are Pesha Ita, that you would have Nemanis. However, Eli E Amr Loi Ayri Rav Gamliel B'Maida, if you're going to tell me that our Mishnah is not going like Rav Gamliel at all, and our Mishnah is specifically going like Rav Yeshua, as Rav Gamliel is not Maida in this case, even though it's Bari or Bari, but we still would say that we believe the woman, even if they were not Edom, because we would go with the Rav, that Rav Nashim Besulais Nesais, and if so, Rav Yeshua Leman Maida, why would the Mishnah say, Umaida Rav Yeshua, and why would the Mishnah all of a sudden discuss a case where Rav Yeshua is Maida to Rav Gamliel? The Gemara responds that really our Mishnah could be going dafka like Rav Yeshua and not like Rav Gamliel, because Rav Gamliel is not Maida to Rav Yeshua in our case, but Misav Rav Yeshua, High Pirkan Kai, the who said Rav Yeshua is talking about this specific parak and it's going back on the ratio of our Mishnah, really Amigu Kai Va'apirkan Kama Kai. When our Mishnah said Umaid Rav Yeshua, it's going back on the case of Migu that we had in the first parak, and he's going back on the first parak. Zok Gemara, hi, on which Mishnah in the first parak are we discussing that Umaid Rav Yeshua? Ilei Maha, if it's going back on the Mishnah on Yugimel Manav, which is the closest Mishnah to our parak that discusses the machlekes between Rav Gamliel and Rav Eleza on one hand and Rav Yeshua on the other hand, the Mishnah over there stated Haisumu Beres, if a woman was pregnant, Va'amullah, and we say to her, Mati Vishalabizah, what's the status of this Uba? Did you have a beer with someone that was puzzled to you or not? And she responds that Me'ish Plaini V'Koyinu, that the person that I had this beer with and this child belongs to was a person that was Kashalakuna, and therefore I am still Kashalakuna, and the child is also Kashalakuna. And the Mishnah brought a machlekes, Rav Galil of Rav Eleza, Aimim Nemanis. Rav Galil of Rav Eleza said over there that she has Nemanis. Rav Yeshua Aimim Loyim Pian Ochain, Rav Yeshua said that we don't believe her. And the Gemara says, of course, we can't be going back on that Mishnah because Hasan, my Migu, over there, there is no Kayach of Migu because I recreate her Ben Shinera. She couldn't tell that I'm not pregnant, I never had a beer, because of course we see that she is noticeably pregnant and therefore of course she had a beer. And the Gemara continues to go backwards as far as the Mishnah is to find where is it that Rabbi Shua is coming and explaining that I'm Moida in this case, that we do say a Pesha Asa Hu HaPesha Ita, while in the first paragraph Rabbi Shua did not believe her even though there was a Migu. And the Gemara says, Ela Ha, we're going back in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel that said, Re'u Medaberes Et Mechad, if Edim saw that she was speaking with someone, and as the Gemara will bring in a moment, the Gemara before had a machlekes between Ze'iri that said, when it said Medaberes, it means that we saw that she had Yichud with someone else, whereas Rabbi Asi said that when it says Medaberes, it means that we saw that she actually had beer with someone else. And we say to her, what was the story with this person? And again, she responds, Ish plaini v'kayinu, that this person that I was Medaberes with is someone that's Kashal Kuna, and therefore I'm still Kashal Kuna. And yet again, we had machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Leza, Imam Namenes, Rabbi Yeshua, Imam Elohim Pia Anuchayin, and Rabbi Yeshua said that you don't believe her. And once again, the Gemara asks, Hasan my Migu, there is no Migu over there either. As the Gemara now explains, we understand according to Ziri that over there actually is a Migu, because Ziri said, my Medaberes, when the Mishnah over there said that she was was speaking with someone else, it means Nistra, she had Yichud, but we actually didn't see that she actually did Bia. And over there actually is a potential Migui, because Migudi Baya Amr Loi Nevalti Umehemna, if she wanted to say, she could have said that I never had a Bia, and she would have been believed, Vikamar Nevalti, and she said that I actually had a Bia. And even though there was a Migui over there, Rabbi Shua said that we don't believe her, so it makes sense that over here in our Mishnah, the Mishnah said, Umaydi Rabbi Shua, that although he said in the first parak, that although there was a Migui, we don't believe her. However, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shua says that I do believe him because he has a Pesha Asa, who are Pesha Hiter. And the Gemara continues, Ela Rabbi Asi, but according to Rabbi Asi, that Omar, my Medaberes, that in the Mishnah over there, when it said that she was speaking with someone, it meant Nivellus, it was Lashon Sagi Noah, to say that she actually had Bia with someone, and they knew that she had Bia. So in that case, in the first parak, my Migui Ika, what type of Migui would have there been? And therefore, at least according to Rabbi Avoh, we don't find a situation where we could explain our Mishnah when it says, Umaydi Rabbi Shua, and it's going back to a case that we spoke about in the first parak. And the Taisa Rush points out that even though in the first parak on Daf Yud Gimel Beis we said Tiyufta L'Rabasi Tiyufta, and we actually said the Pshat in the Mishnah over there when it said Medaberes is like Zairi, and L'Chaira, if we already schlugged up Rabbi Asi, why is the Gemara bothering to figure out what Pshat is Rabbi Shua according to Rabbi Asi? So Taisa Rush, even so, we want to show that the Mishnais could go like Rabbi Asi. And the Gemara continues, Ve'ela Aha, when our Mishnah said Umaydi Rabbi Shua, it's going back on the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Beis where it says in the Mishnah, He Ameris Mukes Eitzani, if she claims that I was a Mukes Eitz, and therefore I should get 200 Zuz or 100 Zuz, as we had a machlekes between Ramei and Rabbanon, Vuhu Emeloi, Ki Aladrusis Ishat, and he says, no, you should either get 100 because you were a Ba'ula, or you should get nothing because it was a Mekach Tais, as we explained earlier in the Mesechta, Rav Gamliel, Rav Leza, Oimen Nemenes, Rabbi Shua, Oimen Loim Pian Ochain, and over there also we had a machlekes between Rav Gamliel and Rav Leza on the one hand that said that she's Neman, and Rabbi Shua that said we don't believe her, and the Gemara says, Hasam, my Migu Ugo, over there in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph and Beis, there is actually no Migui, and the Gemara explains, Bishlam Rabbi Leza, at least according to Rabbi Leza, we can understand the Amma B'man of Loiklum, that since her Taina was, I'm a Mukas Eitz, and therefore I only get 100 Zuz, and he's Taining that you are Drusus Ish, and therefore it's a Mechach Tais, and you shouldn't get anything for Yiksuba, and Lefi Rabbi Leza, over there there was a Migui, because Migui Baya Amra, there's a Migui that she could have had a better Taina, and she could have said, Mukas Eitz Ani Tachtecha, and at the time of Kedushin, I was a Basul, and therefore I should get 200 Zuz, and the only time I became a Mukas Eitz was once we already had Kedushin, the Islam Messiah, and she would have gotten 200 Zuz, the Kamra Meikara, the Lesla Alamana Mehemna, and she said that I became Mukas Eitz prior to Kedushin, and I only have a right to demand 100 Zuz, and even though she has a Migui, Rabbi Shua still said that we don't believe her, and that's why in our Mishnah we say, Umayd Rabbi Shua, then our case in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shua is Maida, that we do say, Apesha Asa, who Apesha Hiter. And the Gemara though says, El Rabbi Echan, but according to the way Rabbi Echan understood the Mishnah, that when she tainted Mukas Eitzani, and when he tainted Drusus Ishaf, and Rabbi Echan says, the Amma B'Messiah Mamana, that her tainted was, that since I'm a Mukas Eitz, I would receive 200 Zuz, and he tainted that since you're Drusus Ish, you were a Ba'ula, and you're only entitled to 100 Zuz, so my Migui, there is no Migui that was relevant to that Mishnah, as she actually said her best tainted, because she said that I was a Mukas Eitz, and therefore I deserve 200 Zuz, and therefore there's no better tainted that she could claim. And if so, at least according to Rabbi Echan, we still have to explain, if our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shua and not like Rabbi Gamliel, then why would our Mishnah all of a sudden say, Umayd Rabbi Shua, and what is Rabbi Shua going back on? And the Gemara says, Elam Aha, it's going back on the Mishnah on Yud Beis on Beis that states, Hanais Isha Vlei Matzla Basulam, if a person married a woman and he didn't find that she had Basulam, he marries Mishestani and Nasti and Estafka Sedeo, she says that I was Basula at the time that we had Erisin, and therefore I'm entitled to 200 Zuz, and the fact that someone was honest me after I was Arusa, that doesn't cause me any loss, and it's your Mazel that caused your loss, and I am still entitled to 200 Zuz. And the husband claims, that you actually had Bia before you were engaged, and therefore you should only get 100 Zuz, or it should be a Mekach Tais, and you should get nothing. And Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Leza, over there, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Leza said that she's Neman, Rabbi Shua, Yeshua says that we do not believe her, and even though there is a Migui over there, the Migui, Baya Amra, Mukas Eitz Ani Tachtecha, if she wanted to say, she could have said that I became a Mukas Eitz after Kedushin, the Loika Pasal Nafsha Mekuna, and even though, as far as the monetary amount that she's claiming, it's not a better Taina, because either way, she's claiming that I get and I deserve 200 Zuz, however, it's a better Taina for her, because when she said, Mishestani Nanasti, and I was an Anusa, and of course, that would cause her a major problem, because if the current husband is a Kain, she would have to get divorced, because a Kain can't be married to an Anusa, and even if this husband is not a Kain, but if she gets divorced from him, or if he dies, she won't be able to marry a Kain any longer. However, if she would have tied in Mukas Eitzani, then she wouldn't be puzzled to a Kain. And as the Gemara says, V'ka'amra, and she said, Nanasti, that I was a Anusa, the Kapasal Nafsha Mekuna, and that causes her to become puzzled from a Kain, as we explained, and because over there, there was a Tainus Bari together with the migui and a chazaka, Rabbi Gamliel said that she is actually neman. And over there, as we saw, Rabbi Shua argued with Rabbi Gamliel and said that even though that she has a migui, she still is not believed. V'kam Rabbi Shua Rabbi Gamliel, and that's why in our Mishnah we said umaydi Rabbi Shua, that Rabbi Shua is maydi to Rabbi Gamliel, that b'hai migui d'hacha medina l'cha, that I'm maydi to you in our Mishnah, that we do say apesha asahu apesha hita, in a case where Reuven said to the ears that this sadi used to belong to your father, but I bought it from him. However, b'hu migui d'hasam pligin l'lach. However, I'm going to be chaylik on you on the migui that you said on daf yud beis on the beis. And the Gemara asks, mechte, let's see, hai migu v'hai migu. It seems that both cases, the Mishnah over here and the Mishnah over there, are discussing cases of migui. And maishna hai migu mehai migu. So what's the difference between our migu that Rabbi Shua agrees that we do say hapesha asu hapesheta, and the Mishnah over there where Rabbi Shua argues and says that she's not believed? And the Gemara answers that there's a very big daf kamina between our Mishnah and that Mishnah. Hocha in shor shachal fenecha. Over here, the shor is not slaughtered in front of you, meaning that in our case of our Mishnah, the ears didn't come to claim that this field belonged to our father. Reuven came to the ears and said that you should know this field once belonged to your father. However, it's mine because I bought it from him. And as Rashi says, if Reuven wouldn't have said anything, then no one would have complained and no one would have come with any taina. If not for the fact that this is a David Pasha, that he bought it from the father, then he wouldn't have told the ear that this used to be your father's. Therefore, we say the concept of migo over here, and we say apesha asu apesha hita. However, as the Gemara continues, Hasam over there in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis on Beis, Hari Shah Shachal Fnecha, as Rashi says, the Shah was Shachal Fnecha, Besulim Shle Matzla, Hema Sisu, Love Lebezin, because he didn't find that she had Besulim, therefore that caused him to run to Bezin. And even though it's true that she could have had a better Taina, and instead of claiming Mishnistani and Nasi, she could have said, Mukas Eitzani Tachtecha, Loya Minam Migo de Dilm Loyaska Daita, we don't say Omigo Kadela Haitzi Mamin, because maybe she would have thought of that, or maybe she actually knew that she had a better taina, and therefore she said a worse taina in order that she should have a migul. And that's why Rabbi Shua says that in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, she's not believed. However, in our Mishnah, we say there's a pesha asu, a pesha hita. And the Achrayim explained that this is actually gufa, the Pshat and Rashi, that originally on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, would not discuss a case of pesha asu, a pesha hita, and that's why we can't say a migul, la haitzi mamin. However, over here, we're talking about pesha asu, a pesha hita, and that works even la haitzi mamin. And the Gemara continues, we said before that since in our Mishnah we're talking about Bari Bari, even Rabbi Gamliel would agree that the only way that we believe her is if she had Edim, she yotzbi numa v'reisha perua. However, if she doesn't have Edim, then we would not believe her. And we said the Chiddush is that even though there's a Rav Noshim Besulis Nisais that supports the Bari, we still would say that she's not believed. Now our Gemara takes issue with that and asks, v'kivin the Rav Noshim Besulis Nisais, ki lo yasu Edim ayhavi, that l'chayri, since there's a Rav that most women get married as Besulis, so l'chayri, even if there are no Edos that she was yotzis binuma v'reisha perua, there's still a Rav over here. And Taisus points out, at least l'fi Rav, we should say holch b'mamon acha Rav. And the Gemara answers, Amar Ravina. Ravina explains, Mishum de iklamema Rav nashim besulis nesais umid amanis. Einach nami is Rav that most women get married as besulis, and there's only a meet of women that get married as amanis. V'chol nashim besulis yesh l'kol. But every woman that gets married as a besula, there is a kol. And as Rashi says, v'har b'yoidim she yotz binuma, and therefore many people know that she went out binuma v'reisha perua, and we turned that tazayin on beis. V'zu hoil ve'in l'kol isla ruba. And since this woman, there is no call and there are no Edim that she went out, b'hinuma, so therefore, there's a chesaron on her Rav, and that's why, in this case, we don't follow the Rav. And the Gemara now is, e kolanis is besula, yesh l'kol. If you're telling me that every single woman that gets married is a besula, there is a call that people will remember that she was yaitze b'reisha perua, ki also Edim mayhavi, if there actually is no call and there are only Edim that say that we know that she went out, b'reisha perua, l'chayra, how can we believe these Edim, hanach sadi shakri nenu, it must be that these Edim are actually lying, because if it would be true that this woman was a besula, then everyone would have known, and there would have been a call that she was yaitzah b'hinuma v'reisha perua. And the Gemara answers, Elam Ravina, therefore Ravina says that it's not the pshat call, and this is besula yesh la call, that every woman that gets married is besula, there is a call. However, the pshat is that Raven is a besula yesh la call, that most women that get married is a besula, there is a call that she was yaitzah b'hinuma v'reisha perua, v'zu ha'lvein la call, isla l'ruba. And this woman, if there is no call, then her Rav is weakened, and therefore we don't believe her, and she would only collect 100 zuz. However, of course, if Edim come and say that even though in this particular case there was no call, however, I do know for certain that she was Yaitzah Binuma V'Reisha Perua, of course they will be believed. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Yesh Edim Shiyatzah Binuma V'Reisha Perua, that if she has Edim that she went out Binuma and V'Reisha Perua, then she collects 200 zuz. And the Gemara, yes, it seems clear that there was no ksuba over here because we couldn't check for the ksuba how much she's owed. So if so, V'Leichash Dilma Mafka Edim B'Hai Beinidah V'Gav, Rabia, we should be choshed that maybe she's coming without a ksuba right now, and she will collect 200 zuz with his edim right now, and then she'll go bring out a ksuba in another bezdin, or some say in this bezdin itself, and she'll go and collect another 200 zuz. So l'chayr, how can we allow her to collect a ksuba without having the actual ksuba? Ravo says that we're going like the mandamin that holds that you can write a receipt, and therefore when she comes and collects her ksuba in the first bezdin, they will actually write a receipt for the husband that says that he already paid off his ksuba, and even though it'll be a little bit difficult for him to make sure to guard that shaiva in order that he's not double dipped on, however, we're not concerned about that, and we still allow her to collect her ksuba even without having the actual physical document in front of us, and then we will just write a receipt. However, Rav Papa says that our Mishnah is going like the Mad Amar Masechtas Bava Basra that holds, and if a person comes to Bezin without a ksuba, that they have no right to collect a ksuba, and we don't require him to pay and take a receipt, because then it'll be a detriment to him, because he'll always have to guard this receipt to make sure that rodents don't eat the receipt, because otherwise she'll be able to collect a second time. And therefore, Papa says that in a chanami, if it would be a city where the standard is to write a ksuba, and this woman doesn't have the ksuba, she actually would not be able to collect. However, our Mishnah is talking about a case where they don't write a ksuba, and even if she will come to Bezdin and collect the 200 zuz based on the testimony of Edim that she was Yaitza Binuma Vereisha Perua, we don't have a concern that she'll be able to collect a second time, because Lemaisa in this town, they never wrote a ksuba, and of course she won't be able to bring out a ksuba. And the Gemara later on will ask that L'chaira in a chanami, she won't be able to collect based on another ksuba, but Lemaisa, there's still a problem that maybe she'll go into another Bezin and try to bring Edim that she was Yaitza Binuma Vereisha Perua and try to collect a ksuba once again. And the Gemara continues, V'ikad Masin La Braisa, and some learn this machlek is between Rav Avoh and Rav Papa on a Braisa. The Braisa says, if the ksubasa, if she lost a ksuba, hitmina ksubasa, or if she hid it away, nisuf a ksubasa, or if a ksuba was burnt up, rakdu lefna, sakhu lefna, and then there are Edim that said that we danced in front of her, or we made a geshmak in front of her, revi lefna, kaish or basura, or we brought a special kais of yayin in front of her, as we'll discuss in the Gemara later on, a mapa shel basulam, or we saw the mapa of basulam, and therefore we know that she was a basula when she got married, if we have Edim on any of these facts, then a ksuba would be 200 zuz. The Gemara is on the Braisa, we should have the chash that maybe she'll go and collect with Edim in one bezin, and then she'll bring out her ksuba in another bezin, and she'll collect once again, and she'll double dip. So Amar Ravo, on this Braisa, Ravo stated that actually in this case, when she claims that she doesn't have a ksuba, we would write a receipt for the husband, and even though the husband would have to watch it and guard it, that's still not a problem, and we allow her to collect her ksuba. And once again, Rav Papa argues on Ravo, and he says, Rav Papa Amar, b'makom she'in kaisvin ksuba askinan, that of course, we have a din like the Manda Amar and Masechtas Bava Basra that ain't kaisvin shoiva, and this Braisa is specifically talking about a case where they didn't write a ksuba at all, because this was a city that they didn't write a ksuba, and the reason why they were goyved a ksuba was based on takonis chachamim, and based on the tnai bezdin she'tiknu l'basula masayim ula mana mana. And as we said before, if you're a papa, if this woman actually is in a place where they generally write a ksuba, and she doesn't have the ksuba, then she would not be able to collect a ksuba, as the husband has a right to say, I don't want to receive a receipt, because then I have to guard it menachbarim, and if I lose it, or if it gets eaten by nachbarim, then she may double dip and may collect her ksuba once again. Now, an our Mishnah didn't say what happened to the ksuba, and therefore, of course, it was very easy for a papa to say that it's talking about a case where you're in a city that didn't write a ksuba. However, the Gemara asked a papa that in this braisa, you can't tell me it's talking about a case where she didn't have a ksuba at all, because if the ksubasik tani, the braisa says mefurish that she lost her ksuba. So l'chay we see that it's talking about a case where they used to write a ksuba, and the Gemara answers the kasav la'iu that in a chenami is talking about a case where generally they didn't write a ksuba. However, this husband wrote a ksuba and then it got lost. In fact, Gemara seif mafkal of gavibah. Who cares if the minig was to write a ksuba or not? This particular person wrote a ksuba, and therefore, of course, she has the ability to double dip at this point, because she'll first collect based on the edus of these people that say that she was yitz b'hanum of reish pura, and then since in kaisim ksuba, so she will go and pull out a ksuba and collect once again based on a ksuba. And the Gemara therefore says, my ivda, when we said that she lost a ksuba, it doesn't mean she actually lost it, because then there's a potential that she actually pull it out, but ivda ba'ar, that we know that was lost and it was destroyed in a fire. In fact, Gemara, hachi hainu nisufa, first of all, if that's the case, then the ivda is the same case of nisufa, v'oyed hitmina ma'ik l'mema. And number two, we understand by ivda, we could explain that means it was destroyed in fire, but when the Braisa gives a case where it was hidden away, over there we can't explain that it was destroyed in fire. And number three, Bisu Ivda Lamali, the Lakhira, if the case of Ivda is that was burnt, so Lakhira, why we need two cases? cases of Ivda and Nisifa. And I entices that he learns that this third question is actually a question of the Gemara. However, others are not curious just because it seems that this is exactly like the first question of the Gemara. And based on these questions, the Gemara has to explain that Lefira Papa, we have to explain the Braisa differently. Alakol Ivda, what the Braisa means to say is that any time that a woman loses her ksuba, kiyatmina b'fneinu dami, it's as if she actually hid it away right in front of us, and therefore we can't let her be gaiva with Aiden because there's a potential that she will double dip and bring out another ksuba. And therefore we will not allow her to collect the ksuba at all until she brings Aidus that her ksuba was burnt, and therefore there's no potential for any fraud over here, and there's no potential that she will double dip. And some of the gears over here, Ada Umbra Nisuf Ksubasa, that even if she herself claimed that her ksuba was burnt, she would have nemanis. And the Gemara continues, Manda Masla Braisa Koshkina Masisin, those that have the version where a papa said his din on the Braisa, then certainly a papa would say it in our Mishnah, as if a papa said his idea in the Braisa, where of course it's much more difficult to filter the words of a papa into the Braisa, as the Lashon of Braisa was mashma that it was a ksuba, as it said Abda, and we just had to figure out and be doichik how to explain the Braisa according to our papa. So then certainly in the Mishnah, where it doesn't say anything as far as where the ksuba is, then certainly we could say the Mishnah is talking about a case where she actually was in a place that they don't write a ksuba. However, those that learned like the first version that Rapapa said his din on the Mishnah, however, they would agree that Rapapa would not say his svara on the Braisa, and Rapapa would agree that the Braisa has to be going like the Manda Amar, that Kaisvin Shaiva, and that's why we don't worry about double dipping in a case where the ksuba was lost, because if you're going to say that in Kaisvin Shaiva, you're going to have to figure out how to explain the Braisa and create a version of the Braisa that was a Daichik, because it says that the ksuba was lost, and therefore it seems to be Muchach that the Braisa is discussing a place where they used to write a ksuba. And the Gemara continues, if there were Edim that she was Yosef's Binuma of Reisha Prua, that she could collect 200 Zuz, and Lefira Papa that explained that we're talking about a city where they don't write a ksuba, and therefore she wouldn't be able to double dip. In fact, the Gemara, why shouldn't she be able to double dip? However, V'lechash Duma Mafka Edim Numa Behai Bezim V'Gavya, that L'chayr we should be Chayshish, that maybe she'll bring out Edus that she was Yosef's Binuma and collect 200 Zuz in this Bezdin. And since Rav Papa is saying that we're going like the Manda Amim Bav Basra in Kaisin Sheva, so V'hodim Mafka Edim Numa Bebei Din Achrina V'Gavya, so we should still be Chayshish that she could double dip because she go and bring in the Edim Numa in another Bezdin and be Gaiva a second time. And the Gemara answers, B'makam V'le'efshe Vadikas Finin Sheva, that the only time that we say that in Kaisin Sheva is only in a place where they write a Ksuba, and over there we say that if you don't have your Ksuba, we're not going to allow you to collect your Ksuba, as we won't shift the burden of protection of the receipt to the husband and in Kaisin Sheva. However, in a place where they don't write a Ksuba, and the only way that you could collect the Ksuba is with Edim, and over there, of course, there's a potential for fraud, then of course, in that situation, even the Manda Amen Bar Basdach says that generally in Kaisin Sheva, however, in a town where they don't write a Ksuba and they collect a Ksuba based on Edim, then certainly in that town they would write receipts. And the Gemara continues to quote from Mishnah, one of the rites that the Edim can bring is a Viru Lefneh Kaisel Besura, that they say that we saw that they brought in front of her this Kaisel Besura. And the Gemara asks, my Kaisel Besura, Amr of Abda, Bahava, Kaisel Yayin Shel Truma, my Viru Lefneh. They will bring a cup of wine of Truma in front of her if she married a Kayin, Klaima, Ruya Haisezu, Lecha Betruma, as if to say that this woman is a Besula and she was mutter to a Kayin, therefore she could eat Truma. And Maskel or a Papa, or a Papa asked on this Pshat, Otto Amana Miloy Achel Betruma, how can you say that it actually is a simon that she's a Besula? Every Amana also could eat Truma, and therefore, of course, this can't be what the simon is teaching us. And Ella Amra Papa, and therefore a Papa explains, when we had this minig to take a Kais Shel Truma in front of a Besula, it's because Zu Rashis Ketruma Rashis. It was a simon as if to say that this woman is a Besula and it's her first time getting married, just like this Truma is the Rashis of the Paris. And the Gemara continues, Tani will enter Bryce, Rabbi Huda says that the simon that she's a Besula was Chavi Shel Yayim Avinu Lefneha. They will bring a barrel of wine in front of a Besula. Rabbi Ada Bahava says that this simon was a little bit different. Besula Mavinu Lefneha Stuma. In front of Besula, they will bring a closed barrel of wine. And a Be'ula, in front of a Be'ula, Mavinu Lefneha Pesucha, they would bring an open barrel of wine. And the Gemara asks, Amai, why do you bring a closed barrel for a Besula and an open barrel for a Be'ula? L'chayr, people may get mixed up. And L'chayr, never kamei Besula. Let's bring a barrel of wine in front of a Besula. The kamei Be'ula, lay never klal. And in front of a Be'ula, we shouldn't bring a barrel of wine at all. And the Gemara answers, Zimna the Tafsa Messiah, V'amra na Besula Havai. There could be a time when the woman, after she gets divorced or her husband dies, will grab 200 Zuz and she'll say, I was a Besula. The Haidla Avu Kamari is Nusi or Disnusi. And even though you bring me a Raya, that they didn't actually bring a barrel of wine when I got married, it was just an oinus that people got shikker and they forgot to do this minig, but really I am Besula, and because of that we made sure required that we were very specific in the type of a barrel that we bring in order to have a raya, that if she was a besula, they brought a barrel of wine that was open, and if she was a ba'ula, they brought a barrel of wine that was closed in order to show that this woman is a ba'ula. And in this way, even if she's typhus 200 zuz, people will remember that they brought a barrel of wine that was open during her chasna, and they will be able to prove that she was a ba'ula. And in the last two lines of Taisus on this Amud, he asked that L'chaira on Yudzayin and Beis, the Gemara will state that if there are actually Edom that say that they didn't give out klois by a chasna, that would be a valid raya that she was ba'ula. And Taisus asked that L'chaira, why would that be a valid raya? Maybe she could taina that it was an oinus, and that's why they didn't give out the klois, but really I was a basula. And Taisus answers that, of course, there's a major difference. Klois is something that's very small, and therefore no one's going to be an oinus and not give out the klois. However, since to bring out a large barrel is a tircha, so there she could taina that the only reason they didn't bring out the barrel was because they were oinus, and we will stop over here.